Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, it was late, they were closing the restaurant, and she saw a woman standing there, but she knew she was not alive.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Do you have a real ghost story that you would like to share with us? You can call it in. It's 855-853-4802. Or write it in, realghoststoriesonline.com. Don't forget, if you want, you can become a premium subscriber. No commercials, advanced episodes, and access to the complete archive. You can sign up today through Apple Podcasts. Try it 3 days free. Or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or go to ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Husen. Harper is finally back with me. We are
finally
catching up. We finally get to do an episode. Yes.
It's been so long.
I know it. Well, and between your school and my schedule, sometimes it's just hard for us to figure out a day when we can record.
And Valentine's Day and holidays, especially with the Super Bowl, it's been wild.
It's been one thing after another. Then last weekend, I was busy the entire weekend. And it's just one thing after another, and I miss it when I don't get to talk to you every week.
I miss you too, Carol.
So just know that. But, you know, another thing too is that I'm like, if you've got something fun to go do, the last thing I want you to feel like you have to do is come record an episode with me. I'd like you to go have fun, but selfishly, I would like you to record episodes with me. So just know that, because I love you very much. So is life good?
Life is great.
And school is good?
Yeah, everything's great. Like, I got some amazing friends that are sadly all busy this weekend, but it's been great.
I know. It'd be fun to go do something with them because the weather's nice.
I know, right?
I know. It's so nice. Well, I've got a pretty good ghost story today.
Really? I'm excited to hear
it. Yeah, here it is. So it says, I was working as a manager at a fast food restaurant. We closed at 2 a.m. every night, and it was always the manager, me, and a closer. Well, that night, I'd gone to the restroom, and as you head to the women's room, you can see the door to the men's. I could see the light was on, and I thought I saw the shadow of someone around in the crack under the door. Since we were already closed and no one was supposed to be there, I went in to check, but no one was there. I had already been in the rest of the building, so I knew the closer and I were the only ones there. I used the restroom, and the men's room light was turned off when I came out. I told the closer what had happened, and she, having worked there longer than me, told me, oh, it happens all the time. We finished doing the closing tasks, and it was time to leave. When you set the alarm system, you only have 20 seconds to exit before the alarm arms. So I always had the closer stand by the doors while I turned off the lights and set the alarm. The light switches and the alarm box were located at the back of the restaurant, and I walked back, turned off the lights. When I turned around, a young woman was standing there. She was in her late teens to early 20s. She had blonde hair and was wearing a calf-length skirt. This happened pretty fast, so I couldn't really describe her to you other than those two details. I knew this was not a living person I was seeing. I don't know how I knew it, but I did. Also, I had been everywhere in the restaurant after we had locked the door for the night, so I knew no one else had been in there. She was about 3 feet from me, and she was just standing there. She seemed as surprised as I was. I must have come 2 feet off the floor. I jumped so high. I ran like it, and then it has like a whole bunch of symbols. So I don't know. I ran like a bat out of hell. I don't know what she's saying, but she ran like B, a whole bunch of symbols. I didn't set the alarm. I just ran. I practically carried the closer out the door. I was crying and shaking, and she kept asking me what was going on, and I kept telling her that someone was in there. I was her ride home, so when we got in the car, I drove around the building and made her look in the windows to see if she could see anything. She didn't, so I took her home. I lived alone, and I was so scared, I drove to my cousin's house and got him out of bed and made him sit up with me. At this point, it was about 3 to 4 a.m., and at 6 a.m., I called my boss and tried to quit my job. He was surprisingly understanding, and he told me He totally believed in the paranormal and talked me down. He agreed to take me off closing if I wouldn't quit. Over the next week, I took a lot of teasing from my coworkers, especially because I wouldn't go in the walk-in cooler or the bathroom alone. I refused to be alone anywhere in the store, even in the daytime. I didn't care. I knew what I had seen. About 2 weeks later, I was at Walmart, located across the street from this restaurant, at about 2 a.m., doing some shopping. You can see into the restaurant windows from the parking lot of this Walmart, and as I was leaving, I kept telling myself not even to look over there, but naturally I did anyway, and I saw her again standing in the lobby. She was once again just standing there looking at me. After that, I insisted on transferring to another store, but I've never set foot in that store again. People have tried to tell me that she was probably trying to communicate and that for some reason, I was the one who could see her. And that if she were evil, she would have done more than just stand there. They've tried to convince me that I should go back and try to help her, but I can't do it. I'm just too scared. I'm a big chicken and not ashamed to admit it. That ghost must find someone else to communicate with because it can't be me. I had nightmares about finding her body for weeks after I transferred. This was about 5 years ago, and I have had no paranormal experiences since, nor do I care to. This took place in Layton, Utah. I now live in Gainesville, Florida. That's from Candace. So what would you do if you're like working at a fast food restaurant and at the end of the night, like that would scare the crap out of me?
Oh, I'd be terrified.
Because you know no one else is in there. I used to work in fast food restaurants. For years, I did all that stuff. And you work late at night. It's you and one other person. Just like everything she described is so what you would do. Like you go stand by the door, I'm going to set the alarm, and then turn around to see somebody standing there. I think I would crap my pants.
Yeah, no, I would have taken off running.
Why is it you suppose that she could see her and nobody else has been able to see her there? Because it's not like she got any confirmation. It's interesting. The boss seemed kind of like not really surprised, or at least not judgy ever. I like that.
I kind of view it like as like every person like has their like energy, like each like their own like kind of like energy line. Mm-hmm. And like that like spirit like specifically chose to connect, like not like may have like connected that energy line of that specific person, like maybe just on accident, like just like kind of like seeking like some sort of energy line that was like somewhat open to the paranormal.
And didn't it say too that the person she saw, oh yeah, she seemed as surprised as I was. So wouldn't that be weird if you were the spirit and for whatever reason, my guess is something happened on that land or nearby. Maybe there'd been an accident or something. And you know, maybe she's kind of there and nobody ever sees her. And then to have someone see her, she was surprised too.
Yeah. So honestly, I think the spirit might have like connected to that energy line completely by accident. May not even be like seeking like any like sort of like help, just like I guess to be seen in general.
And then for her to be at the Walmart and see her in the the restaurant of the hotel.
Well, it's on a day at the local Walmart,
which is exactly something that I would do. I would be like, don't look, don't look, don't look. Oh crap, I looked. That would be me. It's like I just can't help myself.
I'd just be too curious.
But it is interesting. She hasn't had any experiences since. Just that one. But that was a doozy.
Yeah.
I wonder if anybody else, like if anybody else since then has picked up on something in that restaurant. I'd be curious. I'd go back sometime just to ask. Like, hey, like go in for lunch sometime. It's like,
yeah.
I used to work here. Has anybody ever seen a girl ghost? Just me? Well, here we've got another story. It's a caller. Here you go.
Hey, awesome. I was wanting to share a story that started off, I would say I was about 16 years old. Frankly, I thought my dog talked, but I'm thinking it might be something a little more paranormal than just that. So my family had been avid pheasant hunters for a long time, and so we've had a lot of bird dogs and stuff like that, and the one we had at the time was a German short-haired pointer, and she would sleep with me most nights. And I've got a lot of hobbies, so I'd like to metal detect too, and I brought a lot of stuff in the house, just little artifacts from old homesteads and things like that. Well, I think that might be the culprit of maybe this experience, but I was sleeping one night, the dog's in bed with me, and she was pretty young at the time. I'd say she was only, I don't know, maybe a year, 2 years old. She had to get up and go to the bathroom in the middle of the night. She'd get up and whine and, you know, stuff like that. Well, this particular night, I was trying to ignore her, just trying to go back to sleep, hoping she'd hold it till the morning. And she was kind of pawing at me in the middle of the night, and I looked up, and she was staring at my bedroom door. And I thought, you know, she's just got to go to the bathroom. She's just, you know, wanting to go outside. And then she hopped off the bed and sat in the floor and stared at the door and kept whining. And I thought, well, that's kind of strange. That's out of character. And put under her collar, I heard a woman's voice very clearly in my left ear ask, where are you going? And my first instinct was look to my left, and she's the only thing sitting beside me. And I was like, you know, what the hell did you just say? Because it's the only thing in the room that could make noise at, you know, whatever time it was in the middle of the night. And then it kind of hit me like, you know, dogs can't talk. All the hair on the back of my neck stood up. I sprinted with her and Joe behind me outside. But the third from the back, all the lights on in the house. I was just wanting to get your opinion on what you thought that might be. It was really freaked me out at the time, and I haven't thought about it much, but I was thinking about it the other day, and I've been listening to your guys' show for a while now, and I really enjoy it and like the work you do, so keep it up. But yeah, I was just liking wanting to get your opinion on that and see what you guys had to say. Thank you very much.
So what do you have to say about that one? That's interesting.
I do think that's very interesting. I think I kind of found it funny that how it almost like seemed like take him a second to realize, oh, dogs can't talk.
Well, it's a weird, I've never heard a story quite like that, because it would be like, I definitely, as you can relate to the dog getting up in the middle of the night and you're really tired and you're like, oh, maybe he'll go back to bed, even though you know damn well you need to get up and let your dog out. There's a reason your dog got up. So he's thinking, oh, let's just go back to sleep. I don't want to get up. And then you realize, you know, the dog's staring at the door. But what you're really thinking about, not that it's paranormal, you're thinking, my dog has to go outside.
Yeah.
But then when you hear that voice clear as day, and the only...
That would freak me out.
That's not your dog. Definitely. There was something else. Then it makes you look at the whole situation differently, right?
Yeah.
Because at first, it's just the dog needing to go outside, which is why he's looking at the door and pawing at the door and all that activity. Then you hear that voice. It's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Maybe the dog was seeing something, or there was a paranormal thing going on.
Maybe.
Because
I guess we'll never know.
Well, and when your choices are it's paranormal or the dog talking, I have to go with paranormal.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go with talking dog.
I don't think I'd go with talking dog either.
It's just crazy. That's a really cool story, though. I wish I had that one.
Yeah.
I wish it had happened to me. Kinda. It's like, oh, Benji, fall back to sleep. Then he starts talking to me. That would be terrifying and cool at the same time.
I would have laughed because I feel like if my dog were to talk, they would like almost like sound like Muppets.
I don't know what Benji's voice would sound like. My last dog, Buddy, he was like grumpy old man. But Benji'd be like, hey, what are you doing? I'm so happy. We got to get up. Let's go. Come on. What are we doing?
I think Sting, with like my English Golden, would definitely sound like Kermit the Frog. I think it would definitely sound like Kermit the Frog. I don't know what Buddy would sound like, though. Fozzie. Buddy would sound like Fozzie. He would, because he's just like so friendly. Cute. He's just like so nice. Kermit the Frog here. Yeah, no, definitely Sting.
Let's do one more quick story. It says, hello. First, I would like to say how much I love your show. I work night shift, and I listen for up to 8 hours a night. That's a lot of us.
Yeah, are you sure?
That's a little overload.
To us for that long.
So here's my story. Before my family and I lived in our current house, we lived around the corner in a smaller one and left after only living there for 2.5 years. My dad always told us it was because we needed a bigger house, but when I was 15 to 16, he told me the truth. When we first moved in, it was great. We had lovely neighbors who we got really close to, and I was only 2 and my brother was 5, so I never noticed anything, and if I did, it would be hard to remember, but my dad had a couple strange things happen to him. The first one was when he was home alone and fitted a TV aerial in the loft. And my guess is that would be a TV antenna, is what we would say here. He was drilling into the wood when he heard someone shout, Steve, what are you doing? Right in his ear. It gave him a massive fright, but he passed it off to being tired from the night shift and carried on working. The whole paranormal slash ghost thing scares my mom, even though she's never seen anything. So because of that, he didn't want to run it by her. Nothing happened for a few months apart from the normal things that go missing and then show up a week or two later. He told me, whilst in the house, he had several keys cut, but when they sold the house, he had 6 sets of keys. Anyway, the next thing that happened was similar to the first one. This time he was vacuuming in the living room and he heard again, Steve, what are you doing? He knew at this time it wasn't just in his head. He asked his friends if they'd ever had anything happen like that, but no one came up with any stories. He would often hear my brother talking to someone in his room, and when he would go in, my brother would act like nothing had happened. One night he was lying in bed. He woke up but didn't want to open his eyes. It was sleep paralysis because he pulled his quilt up to his face and he said he could feel something just leaning over him. He waited.
Ooh, I don't like that.
I don't like that either. And that's in it. That would be an intense feeling.
You know that feeling like when you have like something like close to the bridge of, your nose?
Mm. Or like I feel back, like back side of you, like when you feel like somebody's staring and you kind of feel it between your shoulders and the back of your neck. You're like, oh, there's somebody right there.
Yeah.
That is the worst feeling.
It feels weird. It's like almost like a tingly, like itchy feeling.
Yeah. Very much. He says he waited for what felt like 20 minutes, but in reality, it only lasted a couple of minutes. He opened his eyes and thought he was being daft and should man up. Because he was awake, he went to the toilet, but when he went back to bed, the foot of the bed was freezing. The last thing that happened was the final straw of this haunting. My dad woke up and heard a baby crying. Bear in mind that I was 3 at this time and my brother was 6. But the baby crying wasn't loud and coming from downstairs. This creeped the hell out of him and he was mortified to see there was nothing there. The crying suddenly stopped when he got downstairs and stepped into the sitting room. 3 months before we moved out, he was with my mom and 3 or 4 other couples, one of whom lived back to back with our house, and my dad got to talking about ghosts and the weird things that had happened. He mentioned the crying baby story because he thought it was too sad for dinner conversation. Oh, I think it should say he didn't mention the crying baby story because he thought it was too sad for dinner conversation, which it is. That I don't know that that,
it
would,
is.
That wouldn't be delightful dinner conversation. But the yeah. husband of the couple that lived back to back with him brought up a story about a baby crying. And his wife tried to stop him from telling the story because she was scared of it and thought it would affect the sale of the house if they ever wanted to move. When we moved out, my dad heard other people who lived around that street who heard a baby cry. Some didn't even have kids in their house. The house we live in now is great. No one has had any experiences, but the woman who bought the house from my parents became friends with us. One day she came around and she seemed a bit on edge and she asked if I could go upstairs so she could talk to my parents. My dad told me that she asked if they ever experienced anything in the house, and because my dad never told my mom, she was confused, and my dad just acted like nothing ever happened. I don't know if the dad acted like nothing happened to the woman or to the wife. I'm not sure. It wasn't until
probably to the wife? Probably to the wife, yeah.
To not scare her. That's a nice thing.
Yeah.
It wasn't until she asked about someone shouting at her that freaked my dad right out. He said he got chills right through his body. She thought she was going mad, and it was too much for her. They moved out about a year and a half after moving in. Since they moved out, 5 different people have been there, none lasting longer than 3 years. There's a single woman who lives there now who has weird satanic stuff hanging up in the windows.
I don't like that.
No. She looks like she's into witchcraft, and she seems a bit odd. But it looks like she's the only person who can stay there. Some people like living with ghosts. That's from Alex.
I'm sorry, a bit odd?
A bit odd.
Just a bit. You know, the satanic stuff, like, oh my gosh, I was need holy water and a prayer.
Well, and to me, that just seems like that's just going to stir up activity.
Yeah.
And Alex is right. Maybe some people just like that kind of environment. And I do. I talk to people all the time, like on the Grave Talks, who are really into that. And they're the people who go looking for activity. You know, I think it happens often enough. I don't need to go look for it.
Yeah.
Like the poor dad, like, Steve, what are you doing?
Steve, what are you doing?
There's different ways you can interpret that. It's like I just did, Steve, what are you doing? Or you could have, Steve, what are you doing? Steve,
okay, so I was like,
what are you doing? There's different ways that could be delivered. So I wonder if it was in that demanding, like judgy way, Steve, what are you doing?
Or what are you doing, Steve? What are you doing?
Yeah, that creepy way. Steve, what are you doing, Steve?
Oh, Stevie, what are you doing?
Oh, Steve, what are you doing? Kind of a comical way. It's all in delivery. So it depends on how the line was delivered, I think. But I think Steve took it rather threatening rather than, Steve, what are you doing?
Or, oh, Steve, what are you doing?
Followed by ghostly eye roll. Steve. I don't know. I think, and then the one that really bothers me is hearing a baby crying. I never want that.
I don't like that. I can't deal with people crying in general. Like, I don't like the sound of people at all.
And especially a baby. Because you're like, why is this baby crying? I can't find it. There's no baby. And why would there be a baby in my house?
Unless it's in the attic.
I don't like the baby crying part. But the other one might have been, okay, Steve, what you doing?
What are you doing, Steve?
Steve. Well, if you have a real ghost story, we want to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802. Write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Become a premium subscriber if you want. Advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials. Sign up through Apple Podcasts, try it for 3 days free. Or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or go to ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.